Well, hello, advanced listeners, and welcome back to our inspiration article. We are on day two of this article. We're bouncing back from yesterday and heading into day two. Well, we've been learning about stories that will inspire us as human beings, about human tenacity and purpose. And today we're going to be learning about a young teenager who is giving his time to help seniors learn and connect on the internet. But yesterday we talked about Lewis Jordan, who was lost at sea. And joining me back from yesterday are my lovely hosts, Josh. Welcome.
Thank you, Amanda. It's really good to be here. I'm glad to go through another day of inspiration.
Well, thanks for coming back, and I'm sure many of the stories that you have been sharing will inspire others as well. And also another inspirational person is with me in the studio. Lois, thanks for coming back as well.
That's great to be here. I'm just so happy to be talking about inspirational people and the topic, and I just want to make sure people pronounce my name correctly after doing the bouncing back. I'm Lois, and I'm glad to be here.
Yay! And so, from yesterday, what is something that you both could share about what you learned from yesterday?
Well, I learned that even if you're in a terrible situation, and yesterday's situation was very terrible, out at sea, broken mast, capsized boat, that you shouldn't give up hope, that you should find inspiration to keep on going in the hope that one day you'll be rescued and everything will be good again.
Right. Good. And what about you, Lois?
Well, kind of like Josh, it was very much never give up. Mm. You know, I realized that this man of 37 years old, Lewis Jordan, had a terrible ordeal to go through, but he just never gave up. It really does inspire us. And, you know, I see that in my own life. I actually have one friend and then a friend of my husband's that I don't know that well going through rehabilitation right now. And they are not giving up. And they're not young. These aren't 20 or 30-year-olds or something. They're like late 50s, 60-year-olds, and I just see how determined they are and how well they're doing. And I'm thinking, yes, you're going to bounce back.
Mm. And that's, you know, that is what we need to hear, you know, especially in a world where we hear a lot of hopeless stories, right? Something like this where he was able to overcome the difficulties and the challenging situation he was put in and able to be rescued and return to his family. But today is quite a different story, but also an inspiration about using your time and giving your time to other people so that they can stay connected. So we're going to go into our first reading for today and learn more so that we can explore this topic as well. So turn to your Advance magazine on page 19 or your electronic device. And at the date, the 10th, we're going to start at the first line, column 1.
Teen opens up a whole new world to seniors by teaching them Facebook. When Sarah Wishnia received an iPad from her daughter, she didn't even know how to open the thing. Max Rosenblum showed her how to socialize on Facebook and how to shop on Amazon with her new device. Max is 16, a rising junior in Florida. His students are residents of the palace at Coral Gables, octogenarians fascinated by technology and eager to learn about this brave new frontier. Max's weekend visits at the senior community are more than a social event. They're a lifeline.
Well, listeners, we're learning about a teen who opens up a whole new world to seniors by teaching them how to use Facebook. What do we mean, Lois, when we use that phrase, a whole new world?
Well, We think of a song. No, I'm just kidding, listeners. We actually think that it's something that people don't have any idea about, and we're going to introduce it to them, and now it's going to actually become part of their world in just a short time, and it won't feel like a new world anymore.
Right. That's good. Yes, it's something that's unusual to them. They have no idea about it before, and that's what this teenager is doing. Actually, we're introduced, first of all, to a senior that this teenager helps.
Yeah, so we're introduced to Sarah, who received an iPad from her daughter, and she didn't even know how to open. So, as you can imagine, people are familiar with iPads, that there isn't really a whole lot of opening involved, right?
Right.
But for this particular woman, she was so thrown off by the technology that she didn't even know how to open it.
Have you ever given somebody something that they really didn't know what to do with at first?
Oh, I'm sure I have, my parents. I think I can remember some small kitchen appliance that I gave my mom, and she's like, and I think it was to whip things, but it wasn't your standard mixer that she was used to. It was more the European style, and you'd use it for soups and sauces. And I think she just looked at it and went, what on earth is this?
Right, and that is exactly how Susan felt. How do I use this iPad? She didn't even know how to open the thing. But a young man, a teenager named Max Rosenblum, showed her how to open it, but not just showing her how to open it. He showed her how to socialize on Facebook. What does that mean, Josh?
Well, that's a very good question. So I think we're all very familiar with the term of social media,
mm-hmm.
right? And so this idea that we use things like Facebook in order to socialize with other people. So this is a little bit of a new twist on this term. Mm-hmm. Normally, socializing would mean meeting with people, you know, outside of a work context for fun, to hang out and be with them. But you can also now socialize virtually on digital media through Facebook, which means sort of like hanging out and interacting with people through Facebook.
Right. And how do we do that, Lois?
Well, we get connected through the internet. I mean, we plug in some of our things, like, for instance, in the wall to electricity if we're using a computer. In my case, I always think, with my parents, I'm on my mini iPad, but they're on their desktop computer.
Right.
But we are communicating with each other.
Right. So Facebook here is the platform that people use to connect on, right? You know, we see that a lot. People might post a picture or a video, and then people comment on it, and then people reply to the comment. And this is that form of socializing that happens. Or they like the picture, or they have an emoticon, something to respond and connect with on Facebook. But he also showed her how to shop on Amazon with her new device. Now, that to me seems a little difficult, like Amazon, because you're actually teaching them how to navigate through the website.
Exactly. There's a lot of different complicated steps to go from choosing something that you want and then being able to send it to the correct place and then also being able to pay for it and have your options all set so that it goes smoothly. So it gets pretty involved.
So this Max Rosenblum sounds like a nice guy.
He sure does. What a nice 16-year-old this guy is.
And he's a rising junior. What is a junior, Josh?
Well, so in American high schools, a junior is someone who is the year before their last year in high school, right? So then he, being 16-year-old, would be in his third year of high school.
So we would refer to it in some places grade 11. Is that correct?
That would be correct, yes. Although you can also be a junior in college as well. So okay. Usually it's for an educational institution that have 4 years before you graduate. So it'd be freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, my teachers were older than me, right? But in this case, Max, being 16, is a little younger than his students. Who are his students, Lois?
Well, they are definitely senior citizens, and they're residents of a place It sounds really nice. The Palace at Coral Gables. And they're octogenarians. And for our listeners, that is a person or people who are between the ages of 80 and 90 years of age. So they're the older side of senior citizens.
Now, it says that they are fascinated by technology, but are all octogenarians fascinated by technology?
I would believe that there are many people who refuse to deal with technology and are very comfortable to do so. Although I can understand that there will be people who are very excited about this prospect of connecting with people through Facebook and shopping online.
Right. So perhaps the purpose of using technology motivates them to become fascinated
right.
with it.
Right. I think there are people that really do still truly avoid it, but I think there's also some people that go, well, you know, I never hear a voice. If you don't call me on the phone, and we're just going back and forth with emails or messenger or whatever, I never hear a voice. So sometimes the older senior citizens will tell their family and tell all their family members, I really want you to call me.
Right, yeah. And I think that idea of connecting, you know, is very important to just to stay connected with all ages within your family, right? And we see that this has made them eager to learn about this brave new frontier. What do we mean when we say brave new frontier, Josh?
Well, this is an expression that we've used in the past for things like space, right? Or things like areas that have not been explored yet. So the idea is that there's a border or a frontier that marks sort of the known area, and then on the other side is the unknown, and exploring that would be the brave new frontier, right?
Good. Okay. Now we see that Max goes on the weekends. He visits them on the weekends, and this is at the senior community at the Palace at Coral Gables. But it's more than a social event. It's not just a class where they get together and do this. It's actually a lifeline. And Lois, what is a lifeline?
Well, we have that in our vocabulary focus, and it says a lifeline is something especially a way of getting help on which you depend to lead your life in a satisfactory way. So for instance, he's being there, he's a connection, and he's helping them and he's seeing them, and they wait for him, I would think, and he's a part of their life. He might actually be the part of their life that makes them think, oh, these years aren't that bad.
Right. Well, when you're older, you have a lot of time on your hands once you're retired and they're living in this community. But connection is still very important. They want to stay connected with their families. And perhaps they live far away from their families. I know for my parents, they got onto Facebook because their children live abroad.
Right.
Right. And they wanted to see what was going on in our lives, and they realized we put a lot of things on Facebook. And so they felt like they were able to keep up and see what we were doing because they joined Facebook.
And you can imagine someone who's not super familiar with technology and is having trouble negotiating the technology, but really wants to in order to be able to stay connected with their family, that having Max visit them is going to be very important.
Exactly.
Right? And so, and I think this is another sense of lifeline. We also use that in boats, like in from yesterday's article, where people will literally throw a rope to someone in order to rescue them in the water, and they'll refer to that as a lifeline. Right? So it's really rescuing them from trouble or maybe boredom or maybe not being able to connect with their family.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, once again we're seeing, and we've been teaching this a lot lately, mixing the generations. And I just think that's a great idea. Here's a teenager in his mid-teenage years at 16, and he's meeting with these people in their 80s and 90s, and I just think, wow, good for you. And, you know, I'm sure an older man like this, he wants to give him a handshake, a pat on the back, or this woman wants to give him a big hug every time he shows up. Oh, it almost brings tears to my eyes, because I have parents who are 80.
That's right. And I think that this really will help a lot of people understand the older generation a lot better through this article today. But how did Max get into this. How did it all begin? Let's find out in our next reading for today.
How it all began. Max began offering his tech tutorials for seniors at the Palace and at the Palms in Weston more than a year ago. After he helped his grandmother with her iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. That experience inspired him and his parents. They reached out to a connection at the Palace at Coral Gables and launched a website, techmaxed.com. Though a class might appear to be more expedient, Max found out that group sessions simply didn't work. People are at different levels, he said. It's much better to give them individual help.
Well, if you're just joining us today, listeners, we're learning about a great young man named Max. He's 16 years of age, and he helps senior citizens on the weekends learn how to navigate the Internet. He gets them connected, shows them how to use Facebook, how to shop on Amazon. But how did he get started in all of this? What led the way for him, Josh?
Well, it's a very good question. So it says here at the beginning of this section that he began offering his tech tutorials to seniors at the Palace in Palm. So this would be a senior living home, a senior living facility, after he helped his grandmother with her iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. So that's quite a range of technology to be helping somebody with at the same time, especially if you're trying to get them all working together. And that's what inspired him to go work with other elderly citizens.
Wow, so that is great. You know, his grandmother received this iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, which they are all quite different devices in and of themselves, but that he had the patience to help his grandmother with three different devices, and then for that to inspire him to explore the idea of having tech tutorials for seniors.
It's just amazing to me that somebody at this age is just so sensitive and caring.
It is really, really lovely, isn't it?
It is.
And it says this experience inspired him and his parents. So perhaps he had a discussion when he finished working with his grandmother that perhaps they noticed how patient he was at explaining that. That's what you do with parents, right? Mm-hmm. You observe your children and you try to encourage them in the skills and the gifts that they have.
Exactly.
Well, that's what he did here, and we see that they reached out to a connection at the Palace, so at this retirement home. What does it mean when we reach out for something, Josh?
Well, when we reach out for something here, it's not necessarily like a literal physical reaching out to grab someone. It means more that you're connecting with them, right? So that you contact them, maybe with email, telephone call, or just going up and talking to them with the idea of connecting with them in order to do something.
Right, good. And the word connection here is a noun, and they're talking about perhaps a person that they know at this place. Perhaps it's somebody that worked there on the board or somehow connected to this rest home. They had relationship with them, and so they contacted them, and they even launched a website.
I know. I see this website here, Amanda, techmaxed.com. I like how they use Mac, his name, and I also like that it's his thing, tech.
What does maxed mean, actually, Josh?
So when you max something out, like the real common way of using that phrase is maybe a credit card, right? So you only have a certain amount or limit that you can put on your credit card, and you've spent all of that, it means you've maxed out your credit card. But it also means doing something to the max, so to the limit. So in this case, using technology to your limit.
And so this is a great play on words.
Oh, it is.
And so he went from having this connection or making this connection to launching a website. Well, we learned that as he has been teaching there, he's learned a thing or two about class dynamics, what works and what doesn't work. Lois, what did he find out?
We found out something that I'm not surprised about as well. Could be because I've spent a lot of time with older seniors. Max found out that group sessions simply didn't work. People are at different levels, he said. It's much better to give them individual help.
Mm.
And at this age, they don't want to be in competition in regards to who's learning this, you know, quicker or who's doing better at this or whatever. They just want to learn it. But if they're feeling like pressured and they're feeling like they're not competent, they'll just give up.
Right. So they're using it to be functional.
Exactly.
Right.
And they really are using it because I have this need in my life because I want to be closer to family or certain individuals.
Right. And perhaps also because it's technology-based and you're working with people's accounts. And, you know, like your Facebook account, everything is an individual account, right? So you need to go in and perhaps customize it for each person as well. So he's able to do that if he does this one-on-one
right.
rather than in a tutorial setting. Well, perhaps there's certain elements he could do as a tutorial setting, and then other things you need to spend time on.
Right, like I'm thinking the introduction he could, for sure.
Right.
Maybe introducing some of the things that can be done with various, like, Amazon or Facebook, that sort of thing. But I also am not surprised that it gets better results to work with people individually or one-on-one, mainly because people at any age, when you describe something to do in a set of actions, people will interpret that according to their own experience, which mm-hmm. can be very different from person to person.
Right.
So if you say, tap on the icon, you know, it might mean something totally different from one person to the next.
Right.
Can you imagine saying that to an 80 or 90-year-old who's never ever used a computer? Tap on the icon? They would be like, what is this person talking about?
Exactly.
Right. They need a dictionary to go along with the vocabulary that would be used.
Exactly. They probably think you want them to do a tap dance.
Right.
Well, why are these octogenarians so desiring or so fascinated by the internet? Let's find out in our next reading for today.
Motivated to connect. All his students, regardless of age or skill, are motivated by the power of technology to connect. They want to stay in touch and see children and great-grandchildren who live elsewhere. They come with their notepads, laptops, and smartphones in hopes of learning how to text, Skype, FaceTime, Facebook, and email. The rewards. The best part of giving up a weekend day? Watching the pleasure someone gets when he or she sees a faraway relative on the screen. One woman hadn't seen her sister in years, and she learned to Skype, he recalled. Max's patience is legendary in the senior community. Max admits that teaching older adults the intricacies of something that comes naturally to him has made him a more conscientious and patient person. But he figures he's also paying it forward. Maybe when I'm 87 and there's new technology, he said, somebody will teach me too.
Well, why are these seniors wanting to be connected on the internet? What's motivating them to connect? Well, we learned that Max's students, all of them, regardless of age or skill, are motivated by the power of technology to connect, to build relationship. Have you found that to be true in your own experience, Lois?
Oh, definitely. I think my parents, especially my dad now, has just said, I've got to keep connected. And the way to keep connected is to keep using, in his case, my desktop computer.
Right. So they use the desktop, right?
They use a desktop because I think both my parents just like the idea of typing away because it's from their past, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very new modern one. I helped them pick it out, and we went shopping for it. And also when my children are there or my husband's there, he updates everything for them. So, you know, they feel like also my dad kind of gets into the tech side of it too a little bit now.
So they're wanting to be connected and they want to stay in touch with who, Josh?
Well, like anyone, I think people want to reach a retirement age. They really want to stay in touch with their children, of course, but also their grandchildren and any other relatives that they could possibly get in touch with, right?
Right, and they often live in other places. For example, I share them, you know, my parents went onto Facebook because their children live abroad. So I think this is happening a lot in families where children live in different places. So they want to do that. What do they come with and give to Max when they see him, Josh?
A whole range of technical devices, notepads, laptops, smartphones. You know, there's a lot of devices out there that I think that anyone can pick up and use, and it sounds like they're carrying all of them to Max in order to be like, please help me find ways in order to connect with my family.
Right, and all these different things, you need to use them differently. Texting, you know, Skype, FaceTime, Facebook, email, Lois, they're all very different.
Exactly. I'm pretty good at most of them. For some reason with Skype, I've always let my husband, like, get it going. Like, he just starts it, and then we both join in and talk to people or whatever. But, you know, there are so many parts of, even if you're using actual Facebook, that nowadays, you know, you can call somebody through your Facebook and actually not even see them either. Like, you're just talking away like it's a phone call.
Right. Yeah, I think that's amazing how we can just cover the world like that through technology. But, Josh, what is the reward for Max? Why does he do this?
Well, I think Max, I think he gets a couple of things out of this, right? That I think he really sees the people lighting up and how happy they are, and that it's really, you know, giving him something that comes, you know, naturally to him, but that he's also paying it forward, right? So when you pay something forward, it means that you're doing something good now so that maybe you might receive something good in the future. And what he's saying here is that maybe when I'm old and having a trouble with technology, someone might show me a thing or two.
I think that's great that he's thinking that because I would like the same thing for myself.
Exactly. And I'm also thinking as a young man, a teenager at 16, it's also good for showing volunteer work before you apply to colleges.
Right, so hopefully this inspired listeners out there to think about who is maybe a senior in their life that they can help connect, connect with their family, connect with their children, grandchildren, great children. We would love to hear your feedback on that. That's all the time we have for today, but we hope you are inspired by Max and what he's doing for these seniors. But for now, this is Amanda,
Lois,
and Josh
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.